The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's, that's right, Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there's a time to laugh. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Yay! Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use. Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Pretty much because Don says it's okay for now. That's why. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. Boy, if you want to know what we're doing, here it is right now. This next line will tell you everything you got to know. We don't know what we're doing. Well, there you go. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk love with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. We've been asking this question once a week, and we'll continue to do so. And without reservation, still now we're in March. We're on March 7th. Are we expecting more in 2024? Are you expecting a poke in the eye with a sharp stick from the Lord? Or are you expecting more? Do you recognize that God is generous? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Get it? Okay, are we expecting more in 2024? You're thinking, well, Dave, it's already March. Yeah. It only takes a moment for a miracle. Are we expecting more? If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We do really consider that sad. We want you just to reach out and give us a call. The number here, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like spending time relaxing and chillaxing.
Aww. Aww. Thank you, David. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you, my friend. Thank you for all the work you're doing for the show. It is greatly appreciated, though not everybody knows all the stuff you do. I know all the stuff you're doing, so that's kind of a good thing, but the Lord knows that's most important, so we really appreciate you. And by the way, for those who don't know, Jammin' Jacob has been helping me with the audiobook, and without his help, it wouldn't be going as well as it's going. Let's put it that way.
Yep, it's going well so far.
going pretty good. So what we're going to do, and I'm just going to tell you all this stuff after we do this intro, but we're going to be releasing one audiobook ahead of time and then the other one later on. One audiobook is being voiced. The other one I'm voicing, so you'll get it when we get it all together. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is if you have got something going on and you need to touch base with other brothers and sisters in the Lord, remember what it says in Romans chapter 12. Remember what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Remember what it says in Ephesians chapter 4. It is our job to help one another, bless one another, encourage one another, strengthen one another, guide one another, direct one another. That's what we're supposed to do. And that's what we're doing. And we want to be able to have that as an opportunity for you. You might have something going on and you need prayer. Great. I mean, it's not that it's great you need prayer, but great. We'll pray with you. Maybe you've got a praise report. Oh, what a fantastic praise report we had the other day from Brother H. Just mind-blowing stuff. Here it is. If you guys are unsure, don't worry about how you say it. Let the Lord take care of that. You just share what the Lord has done. He'll take care of the rest of it. Maybe you got something that you've noticed, something that the Lord's been teaching you all along, something you just want to share. It's on your heart. Not a problem. Our goal is Hebrews 10:25. We want to encourage one another as we see the return of Jesus Christ, the day of Jesus' return getting closer and closer. That's our goal. And so to that end, we encourage you to participate. You can call, like we said, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. So if you're in San Diego, it's 1137. If you're in Denver, it's 1237. If you're in Dallas, it's 137. If you're in Detroit, it's 237. And you are welcome to call, to text. And you are also welcome, by the way, to send an email. The text here for the number 214-210-8483. Now let me make sure you get that, and I'll do it a little slower so you can make sure you hear it. Ready? 214-210-8483. Okay, did you get that? Oh, sorry. Was that fast? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. 214-210-8483. Still loving to do this because it's just goofy, the non-professional voice now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org, D-A-V-I-D, D-A-V-I-D, that's my name, David, so the A with a circle around it, hemustincrease, from John 3:30, hemustincrease.org, because we're a nonprofit entity, that's why. So if you've got a prayer request, if you've got a praise report, you've got something you want to share, something on your heart, something on your mind, you just want to reach out, whatever, awesome, you can call, you can text, you can send an email, super, super cool. We're going to go into prayer in a moment, because we're going to pray again for Holly's papa and her Nana. We'll talk about that in a second, but I do want you to be aware in the second 60-minute segment. See, I think of it as the first 30 minutes is one seg, and then the second 60 minutes is another seg in my brain. That doesn't mean it's accurate, but that's just how I look at it. In that one, we're going to have Bob Hartman from Petra. No, I mean it. From Petra. What from Petra? From Petra talking to us today. And we're excited about that. We're going to talk about their upcoming concert. And just want to get some info from him. But mostly what we're looking for, and I want to make sure he has that floor for it, is for him just to share. I mean, how awesome that they've been 50 years in doing Christian ministry and Christian music. It's just phenomenal. And they've got a concert coming up in Arlington. We're going to get into that later on. And that'll be in the next segment of 60 Minutes, right? Before we get there, though, we're doing this one. And if you don't remember, we are in the book of Jude. We'll get to that in a moment. We're just starting the book of Jude, so there'll be a lot of introductory material. But first, we want to pray for Holly. Now, Holly and Blake are the – Blake is Aunt Deb's son. Holly is the daughter-in-law, okay? Last wedding I went to. And so her papa, her grandpa, is we prayed for him yesterday, and they thought it was getting better, but now it's kind of taken a different turn. And so we're going to pray for her papa and Nana, and we're going to pray also for Blake and Holly, who are traveling. We want to make sure they're covered as well. That's just important because they're traveling to make sure all is well. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Take your faith, combine it with mine, and we'll bring it before the Lord and just ask him to help the situation, bringing peace all the way around. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and first we thank you and we praise you. Jesus, you taught us when you pray, say, Our Father, who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Glory to you. Honor to you, praise to you. We worship you. We acknowledge you. We thank you in everything and in every way. You teach us to give thanks in everything because this is your will, and we're trusting you and believing your word is absolutely true. Now we lift up Holly's papa and Nana. You know who they are, Lord. And we are asking you in the name of Jesus that you would bring healing power into their lives. There would be a calm for Nana. There would be healing physically for Papa. And we ask you to bring a sense of peace and grace for Blake, and especially for Holly, and for everybody involved in their family. This is connected to us directly through Aunt Deb, who's a big part of everything we do. So we're asking you for our sister and for her children and for their relatives, for grace upon grace upon grace, because that's what we need. We need your help, and we depend on you, and we ask you for that, and we pray all of that in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Okie dokie, artichokey. That is how we start the show. All right, so for a teaching bit, we're going to get into the book of Jude, which is funny because it's just really a letter, but that part doesn't matter. What I do want to do is get into it. We're going to do some background work first, okay? So we'll do some background work, then we'll do a triv question, send you up to the website, and then we'll do a little more teaching. But I want you to understand what's going on. So Jude, if you did not know, should be, for most Bibles, the last letter before the book of Revelation. Okay? Placed, I believe, specifically by God. Jude is a very intense writing. So what we did a couple weeks back is we did a vote, and we asked the people, what would you like to journey into next? And the majority of people said the book of Jude. Now, I do want to point out that that vote was in fun and for fun, and I want you to understand why I'm saying that. Contrary to popular opinion and flawed theology, the voice of the people is not the voice of God. The Word of God is the voice of God, and we study the Word of God. And in the book of Jude, we discover many powerful truths that seem to be at the forefront of this century we live in, though it was written way back when. So as we dive into this as one of the shorter books in the New Testament, we learn that Jude himself was a brother of Jesus Christ and a brother of James. This is the later James, the leader of the early church in Acts 15. Remember, in Acts 12, the original James, one of the close three of Peter, James, and John, he was killed in Acts 12. In Acts 15, we have a different James. That's the Lord's brother, who is a sibling of the Lord's brother and a sibling to Jude. What is amazing, before you even get into it, just listen to the simplicity of this. What's amazing is that James and Jude came to believe in Jesus later in life. However, in their earlier lives, even having Jesus as a sibling, they did not see the truth. In fact, there's a couple of indications that they were not just doubting, but a little bit mocking on some levels. But here's what I want you to catch immediately. James, who also wrote the epistle James from Acts 15, and Jude, both brothers of Jesus, in the beginning, no. They didn't know. I don't know. You're not what? You're not the Messiah. So people are like, well, if you ever deny him, it's like, these guys were doing plenty of denial. But the grace of God was greater and pushed past their foolishness and opened their eyes. And they became believers later. Stop thinking the person that you're praying for is past. There's no hope for them. You don't know that. Only the Lord knows each and every nuance. You keep praying for the people, right? Now, I will say, people that have already passed on, that decision's done. You're not unraveling that. But while they are walking on this earth and you are walking on this earth, you can be praying for them and should be praying for them. How do you know that it is not just at the last moment that they go, yes, Jesus, please? You don't know. And here, two brothers of Jesus, influencers in the church, certainly didn't start off that way. Now, it wasn't long afterwards that they connected in, but in the early part of Jesus' ministry, they weren't too connected. Most scholars, by the way, date the writing of this letter about 65 to 70 AD. The only reason that's important is understand its connection to Revelation, which wasn't written until probably 95 AD. Here's the theme of this letter. Ready? I want to tell you the theme, and it's important. One must defend the one true faith. Believers need to remain faithful to the end by resisting false teachings and adhering to the truth. This is probably more relevant now than it was maybe even in the very beginning of the church, because now there are accommodating denominations and seminaries that are teaching culture first and truth second. And that's a tremendously terrible shift. And that's the warning of the book of Jude. The entire letter is premised on this one reality. Teaching towards culture and away from truth is evil. It's not just wrong, it's evil. How evil? Jude is going to tell us how evil it is. So the last placed epistle in the New Testament, book number 26 out of 27, is all about telling you and I, do not abandon the truth. Do not be accommodating to the world. Do not resist the position of standing firm in the faith. You stand firm in the faith. You be a bulldog in the faith. Doesn't matter what anybody else says. None of them have a heaven to put you in. And I am telling you, having gone through Bible college and seminary and going through the doctorate process, although the doctorate process was a little less issuance than the master's process, in the master's of theological studies that I did, you had to continually contend for the faith. People in those places not understanding that culture does not direct truth. And it's just so weird. You got to stand firm. To fully understand this letter, though, I want you to get this, and then we're going to break. It's important to note the false teachers had already infiltrated the church and were distorting the truth. So as it was then, so it is now. Some think that Jude was referring just to Gnostics who worship knowledge versus God, but if you really study the letter, you find out that's only a part of this. Other individuals were introducing different forms of false teachings, all of which are contrary to the gospel. Jude, by the way, when you read it, it's not for the faint of heart, but guess what? Neither is being a Christian. How about that? Now, take a deep breath. Wow, Dave, that is some opening. Yeah, that's pretty good. Here we go. Here's your first trivia question. By what was the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment cured of her issue of blood? By what element? Is it by faith, by love, or by fear that she touched Jesus' garment and got healed? Your reference, Mark chapter 5, verse 34. Was it the woman who touched? Was it by faith, by love, or by fear that when she touched the garment, she was healed? Mark chapter 5, verse 34. If you think you know the answer, you can call in 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Going to send you up to the website. What can I tell you? There's so much stuff up there. I'm just telling you right now, for you, if you have Kindle, you should get the two new copies I got. I'm just telling you. So the Jewish Christian, Volume 1, and the Broken for His Glory, if you have the Kindle-like connection, it's free. So this is what I'm telling you. I'm not trying to sell it. It's free. Right? And you can even try Kindle for free if you don't have it. I'm not trying to promote Amazon. I'm trying to promote people reading the book, because both books are helpful. They're not the Bible. They're not anointed like the Bible. They're not fantastic like the Bible. No book ever is. But it's a depth of my heart. So if you like the show, I think you probably like some of the writing. That's what I would go with on that one. Okay? That's how I'd say it. So keeping it simple, I want you to check out the website. Now, we do have a scripture I want you to be aware of, Proverbs 3:9. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. And so you want to do that because it's important to honor the Lord with what you got, because look at, he put breath in you and you wouldn't have it without him anyway. So let him know you appreciate it. If you can do that with us, great. If not, do it somewhere. Okay? Check all this stuff out, plus tons more on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Okay, are there any questions? Yes.
Where's the basement?
Excuse me?
Aren't we going to see the basement?
There's no basement at the Alamo.
Jacob, there's no basement at the Alamo. Don't you know that?
What? There's not?
No, there's no basement there. Okay, our trivia question. By what was the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment cured of her hemorrhage? What was it that she did? What element that helped her receive that healing? Is it by faith, by love, or by fear? Mark chapter 5, verse 34. Somebody is on the line, so we will send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Gary. How are you doing today?
Well, about the same, but I'll keep praying.
Okay, so we're going to keep praying, brother, because we believe that God not only can, but will heal you. And we're going to stand in that faith and not move. First, we're going to do the trivia. And then I just want to remind you, don't forget about our Petra interview coming up. So if you've been a Christian for a while, you'd be like, Petra? Really? Yep. They're going to be on in about 15, 20 minutes. So it's kind of cool. All right, let me do this triv question with you, and then we'll move from there. So the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment and was cured or healed, what was it that she used to access that? Was it by faith, by love, or by fear?
It was by faith.
By faith it is! Correctamundo, it was her faith, and Jesus was like, that is great faith. That's good faith. Good job. You're healed. What I love about that story, and you've heard me teach it multiple times, I'm sure, is just that he didn't just heal her physically. He healed her socially, emotionally, pulled her up, called her out, made her acceptable to society. Like, wow. Just such a great, great, great teaching and a great grace that the Lord's given. So let's pray for you having faith, okay?
Okay, let's I have do faith.
It. All right, let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. We lift up our brother Gary. We love our brother Gary. We want him to know we love him and never, never, don't let the enemy ever dissuade him from participating in anything, ever. And Lord, we are asking you to pour out the power of your Holy Spirit on his body. He needs a physical healing. He doesn't need some nice stuff, fluffy stuff. He needs to be healed in his body. And you are the healer. You are the great physician. You are Jehovah Rapha. And by his wounds, we are healed. And so we stand in the word of God. We offer our faith to you. We ask you to move this mountain and bring healing into Gary's life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. And I'll continue to pray for all of you.
God bless you, brother.
Okay. God bless you.
All right. Excellent job. Love it when Gary calls. I just love it. I love the persistency, and I'm just not gonna stop. All right, let's go back into Jude real quickly. We only got about 2 minutes. I don't know what's going on anymore. It's like I'm in a time warp. Okay. Anyway, you know, that'd be great if that was true. Like when I had to do like a real chore, wouldn't it? Done.
Yeah, I get it done in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. What was that? I'm done. See, doesn't even matter. Okay, Jude, verse 1. I'll say chapter 1 occasionally because I'm just used to saying that, but it's verse 1. It says this, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to those who are called, loved by God the Father, and kept in Jesus Christ. Listen to this. Oh, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James. He won't even identify himself as Jesus's brother. You guys got to understand, that's the level of humility that sweeps over Jude. He can say he's James's brother. That's cool. James, leader of the church, Acts 15. Pretty powerful dude. Kind of like a Peter type, right? But he just went, I'm a servant of Jesus. That's the opening. So you already know this guy's got the right spirit going on. To those who are called, loved by God, the Father, and kept in Jesus Christ. Can I tell you something? God loves you. Stop thinking he's disappointed. As a parent, you don't want your kids doing certain things, but the love doesn't change. Come on. You know that. And kept in Jesus Christ. Boy, if somebody's going to keep me, I'll take it. I'll take it if it's Jesus who's keeping me. If I'm going to be kept by something, I want it to be Jesus, because then I can count on it. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to those who are called, loved by God the Father, and kept in Jesus Christ. Now, if you're in San Diego, if you're in Denver, or if you're in Detroit, listen by going to HeMustIncrease.org. Hit listen live. If you're in Texas land, don't go anywhere. Short break. We'll be back.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can, right here on KAAM.